Hello, welcome to the English programme. It is, of course, Saturday, the 10th of April. Today is Grand National Day. Did you go? Did you enjoy it? Most importantly, if you enjoyed it. Doesn't matter if you won money, lost money. Did you enjoy it? That's the main thing. A gorgeous day, a beautiful day. The weather in Liverpool was fantastic. And everybody was out. Of course, yesterday was Ladies' Day. Everyone looking beautiful. And I obviously wasn't there. I'm here in Spain, but I was looking from afar, shall we say. And I saw all the photos. Of course, the Grand National is the world's most famous steeplechase horse race. In Britain, we've got the Grand National. We've got like Royal Ascot and many other horse races. And very often, the Grand National, it's not necessarily seen as the favourite of the jockeys. However, among the sort of members of the public, the Grand National is the favourite. It's the one where, even if you've got no interest in horse racing or betting or whatever, it's the one day in the year that you will sit down and watch horse racing. And the Grand National really has become... It's in the same sort of affection as you know, it's as British as the BBC, as the Royal Family. It really is part of the British... It's a real British institution, and on the Friday, normally it's the main 3 days, the Thursday, Friday, and then the big one on the Saturday, and on the Thursday, I'm sorry, on the Friday is Ladies' Day, and you see all the ladies go, they dress up in all the latest sort of crazy fashions and everything, things which you wouldn't necessarily wear any other day of the year. And everyone looks amazing, everyone looks beautiful. Just have a look, all the photos online at the moment, everywhere you look. And I just wish I had been there. I'm definitely, because last year I was in Liverpool for my Easter holidays and I got to see it. This year, no chance. But anyway, there we go. So my little comment is finished. I just wanted to say, if you went to see the Grand National, I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't manage to see it sort of live, but you saw it on the television, I hope you enjoyed it. I do love the Grand National. It's just here in my heart. You can't see me doing this, but I'm touching my heart right now. It's very, you know, I have a lot of affection for the Grand National. From when I was a child, I used to watch it from the roof of my uncle's house. But anyway, I don't do that anymore because I would go through the roof, I think. But anyway, thank you for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed the Grand National. We are at the moment on our Audio Boo page. We are doing a history of the Aintree Grand National. It should be available on our History of Britain podcast on iTunes as well. If you want to get that podcast, you can go to iTunes, go to Society and Culture, go to History, and we're normally in the top 50 there somewhere. Have a look, click on it, subscribe if you wish. Get the episodes get refreshed all the time. Basically, on the iTunes podcast, there are 100 episodes, the most recent 100 episodes. Obviously, as we add new episodes, then the older ones disappear. But at any one time, there will be 100 of the most recent episodes that we've done. Obviously, if we do 10 episodes a day, after 10 days, then the episodes that we did 11 days ago disappear. So, but that's just the way it is. But have a look, download the episodes, and I'm sure you will find the history of the Grand National as fascinating as I have. Thank you for listening. That's it, really. Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com is our email. You want to comment on what I've just been talking about. You want to become a patron of the English programme. £1 a month is what we're asking for. £12 a year, but you can pay once a month. £1 a month will help us to keep this operation going. Go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com, and you can click on the links, subscribe, support, or donate. Thanks for listening.